You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Glenn Miller, Eddie Cantor's Ida. Music of the Stars.
A banjo-eyed minstrel man named Eddie Cantor has been clowning before audiences for 48 years, making famous such songs as Making Whoopee, If You Knew Susie, and Ma, He's Making Eyes at Me, and a few hundred others. He's done just about everything there is to do in show business. It would be pretty hard to find somebody who has not seen or heard Eddie Cantor or felt the influence of his charitable works. Eddie grew up on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, was orphaned at the age of 2. When he was 14, he fell in love with a neighborhood girl. Her name was Ida Tobias. They've been happily married for 42 years, and I've heard it mentioned they have 5 daughters. This is the house where Ida and Eddie Cantor have been living for the past 4 years. It's a white frame bungalow high up in Beverly Hills, California. Good evening, Eddie.
Good evening, Ed.
How are you?
I'm fine. I wish you were here on the patio tonight of our home. It's just as pleasant as if you were a resident of Brooklyn.
Tell me, what's the volume you're poring over?
Well, this is a script of a piece called Seisman and Son, which I'm doing for Playhouse 90 on your CBS network in 2 weeks from last night.
Well, isn't this something of a departure for you, dramatic acting?
Yes, it is, but it's a challenge, and I'd like to do it, and I feel when a person has reached almost the age of 65, he ought to start thinking about his future, you know.
Well, we're always glad to hear about it. How do you like this new career?
Ida, sweet as apple cider. Sweeter than all I know. Ho, ho, ho. Come out, near the silvery moonlight. Of love I'll whisper, so soft and low. Seems though, can't live without you. Listen, my honeydew, doodly-doo. Ida, kinda Ida lie here. I long to love you, Ida deed, I do. Apple cider, sweeter than all I know. Oh, oh, oh. Come out, neath the silvery moonlight. Of love I'll whisper, so soft and low. Hear me calling, Ida, seems though. Can't live without you. Listen, my honeydew, Ida, kinda Ida lie here. I long to love you, Ida deed, I doodle do.
Eddie Cantor. First time I ever had him on the air.
Leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember. In September, in the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember. That September, in the rain, to every word of love I heard you whisper. The raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September in the rain. September in the rain.
Well, Tommy, here we are back for the first season, right?
Right.
Now we're back for the second season.
That's...
Caught you, didn't I? But it's always exciting. It's always exciting to start a new season with all the new shows and everything.
That's,
isn't it?
That is true, and I'm very
exciting.
I'm very excited. Boy, a new season! Wow, whoopee! I've been glued to my set all this whole season, watching it and overwrought with excitement, watching for all the new shows.
You really like the new shows, don't you?
Oh, boy, General Custer masquerading the Indians in a flying nun, and a little boy whose best friend is a bear and a cowboy in Africa. Boy, there's all kinds of exciting
Tommy,
shows.
Tommy, you're really up. Proud of this new season, aren't you?
Oh yes, Dickie Smothers.
Good.
I think it's a privilege and a shame to be part of it.
It's the Smothers Brothers Cocktail.
Maybe September, I'll love again. Maybe a rainbow will catch me. This little boy lies. Just like before, when lips were tender.
Song from the Oscar, 1968, where Tony had a small part. The Music of the Stars, a tribute to Tony.
The lights are soft on Broadway. The evening settles down. And somewhere in the distance, there's a familiar sound, a voice that crossed the decades, a voice we came to know. still singing to our hearts tonight, wherever dreamers go. Happy 100th birthday, Tony, 100 years of song, 100 years of memories and melodies that live on. From the streets of New York City to the stars above the town, you taught the world to sing with love, and you never let us down. You sang of lost tomorrows, of love that came our way, of moonlight on the rooftops and dreams that wouldn't stay. You made the lonely beautiful, you made the blue sky shine, and every song you gave us became a friend of mine. Happy 100th birthday, Tony, 100 years of song, 100 years of memories and melodies that live on. And though the years keep turning, your music lingers on, like a warm and golden memory just before the dawn. So raise a glass to Tony, to all the years gone by, to every little moment that made the whole world sigh. And somewhere in that quiet place where old songs never end, we'll hear that gentle voice again, our singer and our friend. Happy 100th birthday, Tony, may your music fill the air, for every heart you touched along the way, for every dream you shared. And when the last note echoes and the orchestra grows still, we'll remember how you taught us that a beautiful song can heal. So here's to you, dear Tony, 100 years of grace, the songs, the smile, the memories, the warmth upon your face. And as long as there are dreamers, your melodies will be a little piece of heaven for all eternity.
I knew a boy, a little boy, a long, long time ago. His eyes were bright, his step was light, his heart was all aglow. And though his world was young and gay, a magic carousel, and all the happy games he'd play, I still recall so well. There came a time we said goodbye. We've been apart since then.
and no one knows as well as I. He won't be back again. And though I search around the world until eternity, I'll never find that little boy, that boy I used to be.
Here's a song, Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra fragte mich, ob ich das folgende Lied singen könnte. Es ist sehr schön und wurde komponiert von Michel Legrand und Alan und Marilyn Bergman.
A song from fading too fast. How do you lose yourself to someone and never lose your way? Not run out of new things to say. And since we know we're always changing, why should it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear her name. Can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music.
The Music of the Stars. Ennio Morricone wrote this from one of my favorite pictures, and I'll bet maybe yours too. Cinema Paradiso. A little boy in an old movie theater. The paradise, the paradiso in Italy. And a projectionist who left him a legacy. A reel of film. This is Monica Mancini. A tribute, if you will, to the old neighborhood movie palaces. Thank you.
happiness I see in you.
In the 1920s, great movie theaters were being built all over America, and the San Francisco Bay Area had its share. Today, most of these great movie palaces have been torn down. Only Oakland's Paramount Theater remains, restored to its former glory. But nothing, in the opinion of those of us who remember it, could compare with San Francisco's own Fox Theater.
That's high class in those days for me. You didn't go in a gang to the Fox because everybody couldn't get the money at the same time to get in. I think it was about 25, 35 cents in those days, which was a lot of money. The Pearls was 10 cents, so you could see I upgraded myself when I went to the Fox.
Plush curtains, elevators. That was the most, I guess, biggest thing I had ever seen.
Of course, the Fox was so beautiful, the big red staircase straight up. When you came out of the loges, you felt like a queen walking down.
Everything was first class. And when you had to go to the bathroom, that was a journey itself. You used to have to go down these stairs, marble stairs, way down in the basement, and it was gigantic marbles and everything. And there was an attendant in there, and he would sweat.
Hooray for Hollywood, that screwy ballyhooey Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pan. And any barmaid can be a starmaid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for Hollywood, where you're terrific if you're even good. Where anyone at all from TV's Lassie to Monroe's Chassis is equally understood. Go out and try your luck. You might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. That phony super coney Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe and Paducah's with their bazookas to get their names up in lights. All armed with photos from local rodos with their hair in ribbons and legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Factor. He'd make a monkey look good. Within a half an hour, you'll look like Tyrone Power. Hooray for
projected by Dick Bartel.
The film portion was, believe it or not, was made for television. It was an hour-long thing for television. They tried to just put on a warm goodbye to the theater, to just something to wish it well.
At the end,
We ended up with the San Francisco. And it was a very, really a tearful thing. I could hardly get through the last part of it. It was really shaking. Those were the last notes out of that organ. Yeah, I walked out with friends, and the conversation was... Everybody was tearful. One friend and his wife, who were real organ enthusiasts, we went up to his place to listen to the playback of that night. And we just stayed there till 2 or 3 in the morning and couldn't go to sleep, couldn't do anything, you know. That was just still on your mind.
Thank you.
The Music of the Star. The Civic Media Radio Network.
And dozy dotes, spurs a jingle, jangle, jingle, and take my heart.
All I can remember is take me out to the ball game.
I had a love affair with that theater and that organ especially, and that was just part of me, a real part of me. No organ in the country was come up to the sound of that big instrument.
The glory of the Fox was its gigantic Wurlitzer organ. Its huge pipes and hidden chambers could shake the balcony. For 19 years, the man who played it best was Everett Norse.
And then end up with Anchors Awake. And then there'd be roaring by that time, and the organ would be going down, and I'd be waving and disappear in the darkness.
Music of the Star.
The thing about the Fox is that you completely lost touch with contemporary time when you walked in. You know, you were sure that Jean Harlow really was still alive.
I couldn't understand why these adults were tearing this place down.
Billed as the grandest movie palace ever, the Fox Theater opened for business in 1929. On opening night, the crowds that flocked to this new Versailles of the silver screen were greeted by top Hollywood stars of the day and addressed by our own favorite mayor, Sonny Jim Rolfe. Through the years, we enjoyed vaudeville, stage shows, sing-alongs, and movie premieres at the Fox. At times, we waited in a line that wrapped around the block.
Stand by for news now on NBC. The Music of the Stars continues. We're on till high noon Central, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.